the golden age of vaudeville, in the silent movie days, they built a palace up in Ironwood, Michigan, back in 1928. An architect named Nelson, I like that name, One Ale Piker, $160,000, that's $2 million today, 88 years ago, 88 years ago, 88 years ago, 88 years ago, made it through the Depression, then the good times were on a roll. In the Hollywood shine of the 1930s, through the World War II, in the early 1960s to Thomas Theaters, it was sold. First run movies played along, and in 1982 it was closed. 34 years ago. 34 years ago. 34 years ago. 34 years ago. Somebody play something. Then Thomas Randy gave it to the city, and the restoration began. Up to this very evening, with the help of so many hands, the Muriel and the Barton organ, and the auditorium. Here we are all together tonight, where the live shows live again. Take a look around, see what you done. Take a look around, see what you done. Let's do the first verse again, should we? In the golden age of vaudeville, in the silent movie days, they built a palace up in Ironwood, Michigan, back in 1928. An architect named Nelson and a man named A.L. Piker. $160,000. That's $2 million today. 88 years ago. 88 years ago. 88 years ago. Take a look around, see what you done.